This is an audio reading of the blog post for episode 43 of Shit We Don't Talk About. On this episode of Shit We Don't Talk About, Mia welcomes guest Julie Fligar of Project Sleep to talk about narcolepsy and cataplexy, two conditions we definitely do not talk about enough. Here are the highlights. After struggling with fatigue for years, Julie's struggles in law school finally prompted her to seek help for possible sleep problems. Beyond issues with fatigue, Julie also experienced repeated buckling of her knees when laughing. Combined with running-related knee injuries, this issue led her to a diagnosis of cataplexy, which is muscle weakness accompanying emotion. This occurs in people with narcolepsy. Getting to the point of an accurate diagnosis was not a clear or easy path for Julie. She was told several times that it was nothing or that she would just have to learn to live with it. Narcolepsy is rarely, if ever, portrayed accurately in popular culture. The disorder is generally used for comedic effect and is more than just randomly falling asleep. Narcolepsy is often confused with symptoms of depression or general sleep problems, such as insomnia and sleep apnea. It's often misdescribed and it's generally misunderstood and underrepresented in the current Western medicine arena. In a culture that worships hustle and sees chronic sleep deprivation as a badge of honor, it can be difficult to even see neurological sleep disorders through the noise. People that suspect that they may have more than just regular sleep issues should consult medical professionals specializing in sleep. Sleep doctors are a real thing and they can help. Having found very little in the way of support for narcolepsy and cataplexy, Julie decided to start her own support group and she launched Project Sleep. Once diagnosed, finding support organizations like Project Sleep can be very helpful. Project Sleep concerns itself with research and funding issues, education, awareness, and providing a space for sufferers to share their experience and their stories. World Narcolepsy Day started 3 years ago as a way to attract media attention and to raise awareness of a disorder that affects 3 million people worldwide. Julie manages her narcolepsy and cataplexy with medication and good lifestyle choices, but she's a big advocate for prescribing social support as part of the treatment. Simply having other sufferers to interact with and share with can make a huge difference for someone with an otherwise little-known health problem. And then we also have episode links for you to follow. Thanks for tuning in.